Bible Fellowship Church Let's Talk Ministry. It is a Friday, and we're going to look at Psalm 29, and just the opportunity for us to individually worship the Lord. And what kind of got my heart going in this direction, I was outside on Wednesday just walking around, and I watched a red-winged blackbird just fly by, and then it was kind of so neat to then watch it come land on a one-inch PVC pipe and just kind of sit there and look at me. And I just kind of stopped and said, wow, it's so cool in the middle of busyness, in the middle of crazy, in the middle of my day to see God just drop this bird there. And a lot of times we're so busy and we're moving so fast, we don't stop and say, wow, that's a cool little blessing from the Lord. That's an opportunity to be reminded, if this little bird's buzzing around and his life is busy, or her life, I don't know if it was a he or a she, but my Father wanted me to see something. And so then I just started thinking about passages of scripture. And so I went to Psalm 29, a psalm of David. Ascribe to the Lord, O heavenly beings. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord glory due his name. Worship the Lord in his splendor. And so that now has caused me to just sit down and just kind of write out, you know, ascribe to the Lord the glory due his name. Do we pause and say, thank you for mercy? Thank you for understanding? Thank you for grace? Thank you for your abundance? Thank you for your care? Thank you for your ability to know all things? Thank you for the ability that you will never leave us or forsake us? Thank you for your power in the midst of all storms. Do we pause and say, thank you for your grace is sufficient today? And then what's interesting is if, you know, you sit down and you start thinking about these things, and if you just worship the Lord in the splendor of holiness. So thinking about the mercy and understanding and grace and the abundance and the care leads me to say, thank you, you're worthy. Leads me to say, thank you, you're enough. Leads me to say, thank you, I see you in all of this. And you know, now you and I, we're living in Florida, we're getting ready to enter into, you know, June, July, it's hot. But we're also getting opportunity to enter into the voice of the Lord is great over the waters, the glory of the Lord thunders, the Lord over many waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. We're going to get a chance to walk into a season of afternoon thunderstorms and lightning and the just the sheer magnitude of all that. And watch the power of our God just roll in every afternoon, usually in the weekend. We're going to get some type of, here it comes, boom, 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 and rain, and then away they go. And we'll get a chance to watch the ditches fill up. And I don't know, will we have hurricanes? I don't know what that's going to look like. But I'm just stopping to say, worship the Lord. Yes, on a Sunday morning in song. Yes, on a Sunday morning when the Word of God is open. But even when you're walking through your backyard and the red-winged blackbird stops by, or the deer walks out, or this little bitty woodpecker goes by, or you hear this thrrr on your trees in the back. I mean, there's so many little things. And so just opportunity for you and I just to pause and worship. Opportunity for you and I just to say, thank you, Father. We see you more than just the times that we're sitting in our church building, more than the times we're just sitting even praying, that we go about our day and we We just see you throughout the day. And so, Jesus, thank you for the opportunity to worship today, to worship you, to see you in all the things that are going on. Some of those are really neat and some of those are really hard. And so in the midst of all of that, we know that you're teaching us that you are enough in all these different situations. And so thank you for allowing us just to pause and think about it today. Thank you for leaving us the Word of God to be able to guide us in all that. Now help us to walk in the truth that we know. For your glory, Jesus, in your name we pray. Amen. God bless you and have a great Friday.